Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this, the 13th Sunday after Trinity, in which our Lord says, "Which of these three do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel for this Sunday, as we heard it just a few moments ago, is surely one of the most familiar passages in all of Holy Scripture. One of the tried and true ways to meditate on Holy Scripture, to think about its meaning, is to ask yourself, where do I see myself in this story? And so you might ask yourself, am I like the priest or the Levite who passed by on the other side? Or am I like the Samaritan who came to the aid of the man who fell among robbers? I suppose that if we are honest, each one of us will have to answer that there have been times, and probably plenty of times, when we have been very much like the priest and the Levite. In the face of real human need, we have, as it were, passed by on the other side. And then, too, there have been times when, like the Good Samaritan, we have come to the aid of someone clearly in need. This past week, I was deeply moved. I don't quite have the words for it to express it, but by the picture of that little 5-year-old boy in Syria whose home had just been destroyed. He was pulled out of the rubble. He was placed in an ambulance. And there you see him sitting on the seat, his little legs too short to come down as an adult's would. He's covered with dirt and also with blood and having a dazed look on his face. I think that that picture can be for us a picture of the whole world in its trouble, its sorrow, and its bondage to death and sin and the devil. And that is why it is such good news to realize that the story Jesus tells of the Good Samaritan who comes to the aid of the man lying there in the ditch is really a story which points to him. Where do I see myself in this story? Surely the deepest truth is that you and I and every child of Adam's lost and lonely race is like that poor man lying there in the ditch, beaten up and half dead, unable to help himself. That's you, that's me, that's the whole human race. And our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of the Father, and Mary's son, comes to our aid. The Samaritans were a despised people, and like the Good Samaritan, Jesus was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, took on himself the burden of our sins, and under that burden died on the cross, to blot out all our sin all our failure to be ever merciful to those in need. The Good Samaritan took that poor man to an inn, saw that he was nursed back to health. And so the Lord Jesus has, through holy baptism, brought you and me into his church. And here in his church, he continues to nurse us back to health through his means of grace, through his holy word, through the word of pardon and absolution, and through the gift of his holy body and his precious blood in the sacrament of the altar. Here at the altar, the Good Samaritan comes to us every Sunday, picks us up, pours oil and wine on our wounds, grants us forgiveness, and the pledge of our place at the marriage supper of the Lamb in his kingdom. So, in response to this gospel, we rejoice that we have been found and brought home by Jesus, the true Good Samaritan. And we also pray for the grace to go and do likewise. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.